Jay Perry, Point of Perspective. Joey Corona.
Boom! Here we go, Jay, gotta let him know. Here we go, Jay, gotta let him know. Here we go, Jay, gotta let him know. Here we go, Jay, gotta let him know.
Get it off your chest, this is what you need. The truth is told by my man Jay Perry. All content from politics to relationships. Turn the volume up a lot, not a little bit. This is where you go to get the realness. This is how we do it, can you feel this? Point of perspective, this that real shit. Sit back, relax, pay attention to the substance.
Here we go, Jay, gotta let him know. 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 Here we go, Jay, gotta let him know.
Welcome back, welcome back. Point of Perspective podcast coming at you. Wow, what a good weekend, man, weather-wise. I mean, before I go any further, got somebody on the line. Really, really good friend of mine, known this guy for many, many years, like a younger brother to me. I'm going to let him introduce himself to y'all, and, you know, we're going to go from there. Who's on the line?
It's D-Von, proud supporter of the podcast, and here to share my opinion.
Oh, man, for those of you who haven't joined the Patreon, I actually have an interview with D-Von, and just to give you a little background on him, because, you know, he's too modest, but D-Von is responsible for the way the podcast sounds, the technical side of it, the mastermind. He is like Dr. Dre, and I'm like Snoop Dogg and Tupac.
I don't think it's that serious.
Yeah, man. It's just that serious, man. Real quick, man, before we get into today's topic, tell the people what you got going on as far as the YouTube channel and the beats, man. People got to know about this kind of stuff, in my opinion, man.
Oh, man, I just, I like, it's more of a hobby, really, of me making beats, streaming music on my YouTube and on streaming platforms. And right now I'm getting into game streaming as well. I'm going to be on Twitch real soon. Damn. Doing that. So, yeah.
Big things coming. I want y'all to keep your eye out for them. It's coming. What's the name of that YouTube channel again for everybody out there, D-Von?
Divine Beats.
Yes, check them out, man. Really, really good stuff. Any upcoming artists and stuff like that, you might want to seek them out. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you know, one of the things I like saying is, if you've been hiding under a rock, you may have missed this, but gospel legend, singer, rapper, musician, Kirk Franklin, man, broke into the news yet again. And man, this is wild. right here. This,
oh yeah.
This is a wild one, man. I'm gonna just set it up. So apparently him and his estranged son, I forgot how old this his son is, but I'm sure he's
I believe he's 32 going on 33 from what I was reading.
32 going on to 33, man, and they have some personal family issues that have spilled over into the social media world for your entertainment. So, like I said, by now, if you keep your ear to the streets as far as social media, you've seen and heard everything that's going on. And just like the T.I. story, this thing has layers and it's still building. Even as we're recording this episode, like, I was in the gym, literally in the gym, and someone sent me another element to the story, man. So, D-Von, man, what is your initial impression of this thing? I mean, because everybody who's somebody know who Kirk Franklin is. So, I mean,
for me, believe it or not, I wasn't surprised.
Wow. Why is that?
Because, I mean, I feel nowadays, you know, anybody who's really big, really famous, and or tailored to a certain niche of people, they're never who you think they are.
Right, right.
You know, So when their true selves finally come out, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like, yeah. I just knew who the person I see on TV, the person I hear on the radio, that's not who they really are. That's just who they're showing us.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt about that right at the very beginning.
Yeah. You know, man, you took the words right out of my mouth. I am not the biggest Kirk Franklin supporter, so I am going to tailor my comments for this episode because I don't want to be completely biased, but you hit the nail on the head when the story dropped. I was not surprised. I was not surprised by this. I think that's his normal speech, even if he's not angry. I'm gonna just be straight up.
Because when the things he said a little too normally.
Yeah.
Even if he was angry, it came out very fluid.
Yeah, exactly. So
very fluid.
And it's just, I mean, you know, and like I say, I might ruffle some feathers, but when the quote unquote gospel music mirrors hip hop music so well, you know, he's listening to the unedited versions of all your favorite songs. Okay,
yeah.
it's not like he has the censored version of your favorite songs that you hear kind of redone in gospel fashion. I mean, he is engulfed in the culture, the good side of it and the bad side, talking about bitches and hoes and selling drugs and everything else. He's engulfed in both sides of it, whether you like it or not. So I wasn't surprised. And like I said, that is the most PG answer I can give as far as he is concerned, because I am really, really not fond of him at all. I would just be straight up. And I might go into details in another episode. But for right now, we want to just deal directly with the story. So apparently his son recorded a conversation between him and his dad, Kurt Franklin. I got to do a little bit more digging and try to find out what is the origin of the beef. But between
it seemed like it's been going on like the little interview, little video Kirk put up. Like, it's not, you know, far from the first incident. It's just the first public incident,
right,
between them.
And man, some stuff was said, man. I mean, Kirk was not holding back how he felt.
not at all.
You know, about the level of disrespect. Now, I will say this in Kirk Franklin's defense, you know, no child of mine is going to be that disrespectful and there not be repercussions. You know, I'm from the old school and I don't tolerate that. So whatever Kirk Franklin deems necessary how to react to this, I ain't got no problem with it. You know, it's like I said.
Yeah, I know from some of the tweets I was reading and some of the comments on the video I saw, like, very few people were too upset about everything you said. They were like just saying the same thing you were saying, like, you know, I would never spoke to my dad that way.
Yeah, never.
Almost, yeah, they were saying the same thing. I haven't seen too much backlash on about what he said.
Yeah,
no. Or how he said it.
I got no issue with what he said, because once again, I wasn't surprised. You know, you know, even though he may have an image that is different, I'm not, you know, like I said, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, he scuffed it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, like, he'll be all right.
He'll be okay. He couldn't do any worse than Pastor John Gray. If you haven't caught that episode, go back in the catalog. I've done two episodes on Pastor John Gray. But anyway, then the son said something about that Kirk Franklin doesn't want to do any type of counseling. He the son name dropped Bishop T.D. Jakes, I guess, was trying to mediate between the son and Kirk.
Yeah,
Franklin.
He said it was on the call. Yeah,
yeah.
I was thinking about that, because when I went back and I watched that video about 3-4 times before you called, and I heard somebody like giggling in the background while he was cursing him out.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if that was him.
Man, you know, I don't know.
Because when he was like, you know, MF this, and I was like, oh, dang, you hear somebody on the call giggling. But it wasn't like somebody who was like around the sun.
Right.
It was in the call. So I wonder if that was him.
Yeah. I mean, man, it's no telling, man. You know, it's just one of those things where, if I was T.D. Jakes, I would let this play out for a few more days.
Yeah, and I wouldn't see a word.
I wouldn't say nothing. I would let this play out for a few more days and see what's going on. And then the I believe the sister, she actually dropped a video, and she was completely on Kirk's side. And you know, I guess for me, the overwhelming thing I would like to say is, when it comes down to family affairs, that needs to stay in house. You know,
oh, yeah.
Too many people are quick to go to social media when it comes to issues with your parents or with a cousin or something like that. That ain't meant for the world, man. You know, like, yeah. Like I said, I don't know the origin of this situation between Kirk and his son, man. But you know, we should have never gotten this audio. But I mean,
yeah.
it's here now, and people who have podcasts, talk shows, radio shows, they're going to talk about it. You know, when you're a celebrity, hell, if you ain't a celebrity, you mess around and get caught on live doing something crazy, we're gonna be talking about it.
Yeah,
you know,
I think the daughter, she definitely picked the most information out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because she's talking about, you know, how when I read the Instagram post, like how they, well, what she was saying, you know, Kirk Franklin tried so hard to do whatever he could to make him succeed in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think she even said something about, you know, like, how you gonna be mad about this when you grew up with a silver spoon in your mouth?
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
but you know,
yeah,
I guess it's that old stigmatism stereotype thing where like a preacher's kids are bad. And I'm not saying all. I'm just saying, you know, and I heard that coming up when I was younger. Yo, the preacher kid, and they, you know, they would be always caught doing something bad or something like that. So, yeah. You know, maybe it's the same thing, man. And I mean, like I said, I'm interested to see more come out. Like I said, the story is growing even as we record this episode, and I'm just like, wow, man, this is crazy. So,
yeah,
I think that I'm gonna just go ahead and say I think the guy needs his ass kicked. I'm gonna just be straight up. Like I say, even though I don't care for Kirk Franklin that much for different reasons, but as it pertains to this right here, I think the son just needs his ass kicked. I need him.
Yeah,
I think him and Kirk need to you know, be in the room alone for, you know, a couple of minutes. You know,
the little information I have so far, it seems that he's a bit on the spoiled side, and even though he hasn't. It seems like he hasn't, he's been kind of like, you know, I don't need to do things because my dad is who he is.
Oh, okay.
And you know, that's a bit about, like I said, if you go back and read that Instagram post that you sent me, man, it's like, it really gives you, she gives you a lot about him, and the opportunities that his family gave him, and he just squandered it away, you know?
Dude, it would not be the first time someone had an easier way coming up, and they just let it go to waste. And really, what it comes down to is a false sense of entitlement. You know, this false sense
of
entitlement. And because you cut me off, that's not right. You know, you got the money, you got the influence. Yeah, you should keep giving it to me. Like, listen, dude, I have given you every chance to make something of yourself, and you continually let me down, let yourself down. You know, at some point, I got to back off. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's.
I think that's exactly the case too.
Yeah, exactly. And hence the reason why I said he just needs his ass kicked. You know, I mean, I'm sure there'll be other people who disagree and are on his side, and that's fine. I mean, you know, you're entitled to your opinion, your perspective, but here on my show, I'm saying that the boy need his ass kicked. So, I mean, you know, man, that is, like I said, this story is developing. So this story is developing so much so that I am going to do a part two to this. And that's why me and Devon really aren't like going into serious details, like playing audio and quoting some of the tweets and comments. But I mean, this is such a big episode that we're going to revisit this. The first part of this week, so just look out for that. Switching gears, man, what do you think about this stimulus check coming down the pipeline?
Well, I'm never gonna say no to money, I'll tell you that.
Right.
But I mean, I have a different take than most people on the stimulus itself.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
And I still, I don't know where the hell we getting all this money from, man.
We print it, man.
And,
you
know,
about?
We
literally print this money at the Treasury, literally.
Yeah, that's not a good thing at all, man.
No, it's not.
If you just look up hyperinflation in some of these other countries, just you don't want that. I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens down the line. I just hope this doesn't, just kill our economy down the line as far as, the value of a dollar.
Well, I mean, man, you took the words right out of my mouth. Excuse me. I have a reoccurring guest on the show, cuz Dev, man, and anytime he's on the show, we always analyze everything from where the country is heading to as far as black wealth and just wealth in general, stocks and all these different things. And what you got to understand is the dollar is losing its value, hence why you see Bitcoin and these other currencies starting to rise, because the U.S. denomination is slowly dying. And so if you really want to know about a country, about a city, about a county, follow the money. If you follow the money trail, a lot of things start to answer themselves. And just like you say, where we getting this money from? Because we are in debt, really, as a country. We are big time. So the fact that we can pop this, like I said, not going to turn down money, but you got to ask yourself, if we're in so much debt, where's the money coming from?
Yeah.
who are we borrowing money from? What type of collateral is this country putting on the line to make all this happen, man? And countries like China and Russia don't think that they aren't waiting for our economy to just completely crumble to rise up as the new world power, especially China. Keep your eye on China. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
keep your eye on China, man. Like I said, even though it's not $1 million, what are some of the things that this money could be to good use for you, at least, if it comes through?
I've been blessed to, still have a job and working regularly.
Good deal.
So to me, I'm going to, take some of it, treat my son out to something nice, and the rest of it probably go in my savings account.
Yeah.
Rainy day.
Yeah. I'm pretty much in the same boat. I have been blessed as well to keep working as if a pandemic wasn't happening. I was fortunate enough to be working for a greedy company that floated under the essential business cloak. So, I mean, I haven't missed a beat. Hell, the last stimulus check is still in my savings account. So, it's definitely a blessing. I think this time, though, I might take a few crumbs off the pie and treat myself to, something. I don't know.
Man, you gotta stimulate the economy, brother.
Yeah, just a little bit, man. I got a thing
for that money back in the system.
Well, I got a thing for watches, man. So I might add another timepiece to the collection. Not a Rolex, but just a little something, man. So, just keep it going. I know that the sale of fibrillus things are going to go up as people get this money, and buy all kind of crazy stuff. But that's to be expected. So, maybe they're actually just borrowing this money against the economy because they know so many people are going to put it right back into the economy.
There's a lot in that bill, man. I skimmed over through some of it.
Yeah.
And like half, a lot of it, I was just like, what? It's just, funding this, funding that.
Yeah.
So, it's a lot of money, I know that.
Well, from the way President Biden is talking, I think they are trying to have the economy back in full swing by July 4th. That's the way it seems. It seems like they are trying to pump out as many vaccines as possible to get everything open fully to like full capacity, if you know, or probably 90% capacity back to where it was to stimulate yeah. everything. So, you know, they're buying up vaccines and, you know, more places are readily available. Don't be surprised if you can't get your shot with your chicken McNuggets at McDonald's in the next couple of weeks. Just don't be surprised, you know. So it's
yeah, I know with Johnson & Johnson dropping theirs, it'd probably be very easy to get it in yeah. the next month or so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, and hopefully the zombie apocalypse doesn't come after that, but we'll see. We'll see what
I'm ready.
I am too. Oh man. Hey man, I appreciate you jumping on this episode yeah. with me, man. I just wanted to just touch on this Kirk Franklin thing, man, as the story grows. And yeah. I'm sure a lot of people are keeping their eye on this. And like I said, at the end of the day, it's entertainment for the regular person. You know, I'm sure for Kirk, it is very embarrassing that, you know, his family business is having to be aired out, but you know, he's no stranger yeah. to, you know, being in the news. He was in the news before for a porn addiction. For people who have forgotten about that, he was addicted to porn. So, you know, he's, you know,
his hands ain't clean.
Yeah. You know, I think compared to having, you know, being labeled a porn addict, this is not too bad. I mean, so you know, I think this will roll off of him pretty soon, but you know, the story is definitely building as we speak, man.
Yeah,
man. Hey, man.
I did want to say real quick about we brought up inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked it up while I was here at my computer. So anybody who's listening, go Google Zimbabwe and hyperinflation.
Mm.
And this is what I highly doubt it would ever get this bad in America. But I looked it up, and Zimbabwe went through a period of hyperinflation, which I think extended about 2 years.
Wow.
And to where they were printing out $100 billion notes.
Oh, shit.
That's how much their money just went worthless. One day they were printing just $10 bills. Within a year, it was $100 billion bill.
Damn.
That's how worthless their currency was. So if you get a chance, go Google that. Just kind of, you know, educate yourself on what inflation is and how important it is
mm-hmm.
on the value of your money.
Yes, so. Man. Appreciate that info, man.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate that. Ah, well, for y'all, this has been a quick episode to jump start your week. Don't forget about all the social media platforms for the podcast, Point of Perspective, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Working on a TikTok, you know, I got to talk myself into getting this thing rolling. And, you know, we're going to be back again. Like I said, look for part two of this Kirk Franklin story as it develops. Devon, I appreciate you as always, man. You know,
yes,
being the engineer behind the podcast, man, really wouldn't be possible without you. Until next time, Point of Perspective is out. Divine Beats.